If you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan, and it's time now for music and one heck of a comeback story. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Bobby Womack made a name for himself as a writer for the Rolling Stones, Janis Joplin, Isaac Hayes, Wilson Pickett, plenty of others. As a singer, Bobby Womack was a constant fixture on the R&B charts through the 1970s. But drug addiction and serious health problems sidelined him for the better part of two decades. When I spoke with him recently, he just finished treatment for colon cancer.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. And when I say that, I mean that. Because you don't appreciate nothing until you lose it. You don't miss your water till your well run dry.
Over the years, Bobby Womack's fought diabetes, prostate cancer, a serious bout with pneumonia. He even spent 10 days in a coma.
My doctor told me, said, you know what? I've never seen a person as sick as you.
He said that to you?
Yeah. He said, everything is wrong. Man, well, hurry up and fix it because I got a tour to do. He said, you got to be out your mind.
Bobby Womack hadn't recorded an album of original music in 18 years. That is, until now.
The bravest man in the universe.
This is a title track to The Bravest Man in the Universe. Womack hasn't just made some retro comeback album, though. This one's produced by two of the most progressive forces in music today. Damon Albarn has written some of the biggest hits of the last two decades with his bands Blur and Gorillaz. He first collaborated with Bobby Womack on a Gorillaz track in 2009, and that's when they first considered working together on a comeback album. Albarn enlisted the help of Richard Russell, both a percussion programmer and the founder of the hugely influential XL Records.
When we talked about doing this album together, we talked about 50-50, just me and you, 50-50. So when I get to London in the studio, there was another guy named Richard doing all the programming with the drums. So I told Damon, I said, Damon, step out here, man. I said, show him, who's that guy? So he said, that's the president of the record company. I said, you're kidding me. I said, all my life, I never seen a president of the record company come down to the studio and see what I was doing.
The bravest man.
Richard Russell says they never gave a thought to trying to recreate Womack's old sound.
We'd just get beaten by his past if we did that. You know, if you assembled the musicians and tried to make Across 110th Street, you know, that type of sound, I don't think that's not going to be as good. I wouldn't be able to do that anyway.
So he and Damon Albarn married Womack's voice and acoustic instruments with modern production elements.
He thought I was going to be hard to deal with because all these little gadgets. I say, what has that got to do with the price of beans?
What I did end up doing was using snippets of Bobby's vocal ad-libs weaved into the rhythm tracks. You know, I chopped up all these ad-libs that he'd done and laid them out on a keyboard and started playing them back over the beat. It was great.
When they would sample my voice and put it back on, I couldn't figure, who is that? He said, it's you. Now, I didn't understand that, but I didn't argue with him. I just said, okay, you guys go.
In the name of the Lord.
But it didn't take long for Bobby Womack to adapt to this new style. He told Richard Russell that he learned about the music business from singer Sam Cooke. So Russell set out to learn more about Cooke.
When I was watching YouTube, I came across an interview, and he was talking about how a singer can improve as he got older. And I thought, oh, this is very pertinent.
As a singer grows older, his conception grows a little deeper.
So I brought it in to play to Bobby. Bobby loved it. And that sample became part of the piece of music we were working on that day. And Bobby said to me, when you use the sample the second time in the song, slow it down, and then the pitch will lower and he'll sound older. And I thought, wow, he's really contributing to the production of this.
As a singer grows older, his conception grows a little deeper because he lives life and he understands what he's trying to say a little more. If a singer tries to find out what's happening in life, it gives him a better insight on telling the story of the song he's trying to sing.
You learn when your mind stays open. And once you can't learn no more, your mind must be closed. Life goes on and you keep growing, you know?
Bobby Womack says the collaboration really reached a high point on the song Jubilee. Don't you let
nobody turn you around. When I was a kid, during those days, you couldn't use instruments. It was against the pastor's religion. So all the singers would make these instruments with their voices. It was just unbelievable. I couldn't explain it. It was called Jubilee. And the thing that Damon allowed me to do that I never had done, he said, whatever you want to do, just do it. And I said, you know what? I want to do this song called Jubilee. I put all these voices on.
Make me think about a girlfriend of mine. She don't know that yet, but she said, don't you let nobody bring you down. Bring you down. Bring you down. Don't you let nobody.
And so when I finished with it, he said, that's a masterpiece. I love it. And I said, you really think people understand? He said, man, that's educational. I never heard of Jubilee.
Bobby Womack hopes his longtime fans will join him on this new path, one he'd almost given up walking down.
We take things for granted. And because if you wake up every day, you start talking about what you're going to do next week. I said, who told you you would be here next week? If it wasn't I said, right now, I feel so fortunate to still be here and still can have something to say. And I feel that being with XL gave me that opportunity. If it
wasn't something bad. Bobby Womack's new album is called The Bravest Man in the Universe. You can hear tracks from the album and read more of Richard Russell's thoughts at our website, nprmusic.org. Special thanks to Jacob Gantz and Michael Tomsick for their help with this story. Made me work so hard to reach you. Where you coming from? Got some things that And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan. Check out our weekly podcast. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. You can find it at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendatc. Guy Raz is back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.